Federal Advisory Committee is recommending that the Food and Drug Administration once again approve silicone-filled breast implants. The devices have been off the market for a decade after a review concluded that there was not enough information to show they were safe. After years of study and debate, the issue is back at the FDA, which will make the final call about whether the implants are indeed safe enough. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The debate over silicone-filled breast implants has been long and heated. Women on one side suspect that the devices have led to a spectrum of serious health problems. Women on the other argue that implants were vital for rebuilding their self-image following breast surgery. These two points of view dominated a two-day-long discussion in a hotel conference room in suburban Maryland. Sitting in judgment was a panel of experts charged with sifting through the arguments and the scientific facts. One of the people they heard from was Cynthia Pearson, executive director of the National Women's Health Network.
We totally support the idea that women can make good decisions if they're fully informed about the risks and benefits. And people shouldn't be paternalistic to women and tell them, we know what's best for you.
But Pearson says for her, there are still far too many unanswered questions about the health risks of implants. So in the end, she argued that the FDA should not yet approve the devices.
Freedom to choose is really sort of an illusion because there's not the good information to know what they're choosing between.
An expert panel from the Independent Institute of Medicine met 3 years ago to sift through the scientific evidence. It concluded that there was no evidence that implants cause chronic illnesses, even though many women believe that they were harmed. But the panel also found the devices were not very reliable. Women often required multiple surgeries to replace defective implants. Dr. Celia Witten with the FDA says the implants being considered by the agency now rupture occasionally.
Overall, the rate is somewhere between 1 and 4.5% over the first couple of years. But it varies depending on the population that you're looking at, whether it's, for example, augmentation, reconstruction, or revision.
And while that failure rate is apparently similar to saline-filled breast implants, which are still on the market, that comparison may be misleading. That's because it's much easier to tell when a fluid-filled implant has broken. That was one of the many technical issues the advisory panel debated at the hearing. In the end, the panel voted 9-6 to recommend approval of the implants, but with some strict conditions. In the first place, the panel recommended that doctors fully inform women of the potential risks of the devices, and it recommended that the company, Inamed, be required to track and study women who have had the implant surgery. Cynthia Pearson, the women's health advocate, isn't satisfied with that result.
The trouble is, the FDA has no enforcement power to make either of those things happen.
The recommendation from the advisory panel now goes to Dr. Witten and others within the FDA. They will make the final judgment about whether silicone-filled breast implants are safe and effective medical devices. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.